but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
Would you lift your hands and let's just thank the Lord for his presence and spirit tonight. Lord, we come to worship you and love you, Jesus. You're priceless to us, God. You're the treasure of our life. We come to worship you and give you praise back for what you've done. Tonight, we're so thankful for your spirit and your blessings. God, lead us tonight in the spirit. Lead us in the Holy Ghost. We praise your beautiful name. Amen. Worship the Lord with us.
What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name.
Tonight.
What a powerful name.
What a powerful name.
The name of Jesus Christ.
you just love the Lord with us right now? Amen. Would you give him praise? Lord, there's no name like your name. Hallelujah. There's power. There's saving grace. There's mercy. Thank you today, God, for your power. Thank you for your love. We love and praise you today, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and grace. Hallelujah. There's something about the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. In fear, I'm able to call on that name. In sickness, in pain, amen, that name has come through for me before. How about you? Amen. In times where I didn't have anything else to do, amen, but just cry out that name. In the midst when a car just hit my way, the only thing I could say is Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but Jesus has been there. That hair of a split second moment. Amen. He's come through the name of Jesus. The strong, mighty, powerful name of Jesus. And I'm glad that the Lord God is in this place tonight. Amen. When we worship his name, we feel the power of the one who holds that name. Hallelujah. Would you raise that banner to Jesus tonight in this service? Would you magnify the Lord with me? Amen. Let's enjoy what he's done for us. Let's enjoy the beauty of his word, his ways. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you tonight, Jesus.
If anybody knows about the love of Jesus, I don't know why Jesus.
it again tonight. I don't know why. Give the Lord praise for what he did do. Hallelujah. How he has loved us and cared for us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise, Jesus. We give you thanks, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that I have been a recipient of the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ in my life, the beauty and the power of God, how he has worked in us. Amen. We have the evidence because what he's done, the change that he has made in our lives. And what a joy tonight to come and worship God. We want to go to the Lord in prayer tonight. We want to pray for our service here, but also our other two services that we're having simultaneously, second building, our youth and our children's church. I want the Lord to minister there as well as here tonight. These children that we pick up on the bus, every one of them, our children that are next door, our teens that we pick up next door and bring next door, we pray that the power of the Lord would minister tonight, that the power of the Word of God would come alive in their life. What a difference God makes. And we have just as many over there as we have here tonight. And we want the beauty of the Lord just to rest on both places. Amen. All three services tonight. God would just help and God would minister. And we want to pray also for the needs of our congregation. We want you to continue to pray for Brother Riley, that God would touch his body. Also, Sister Atkinson, want the Lord to heal her, a desperate need there in her body. And we have the great physician tonight on our side, who is our healer,
yes,
and who is our comfort. Amen. And when the Lord does not take the mountain that is in front of you away from you, God will give you strength to climb the mountain. Amen. When God doesn't take the sickness away from you, God will give you the grace to go through the sickness. But through it all, I'm glad I have the great shepherd to go with me. Amen. The valley, he'll go with you through. The mountain, he'll go all the way to the top and past that. Amen. We're thankful tonight for the power of God. Other needs tonight, remember our church family. Every need that God would touch and undertake. Brother Coon needs to touch the Lord in his body. I want the Lord to minister. Amen. Our senior saints as well that God would bless. I want you to pray for Mason and Kinley. And she's ready to have her baby at any time. But we want the Spirit of God to draw and bless and let them know that he's right there to help and minister. Amen. Would you take these needs to the Lord tonight? Lord, we praise you. We worship you. And we welcome that of your Spirit and of your Word tonight. God, we pray for the glory and the power, Lord, tonight of your great word to come alive. Let your healing touch these that are sick in body. Comfort families and minister to homes tonight, we pray. Let the beauty of who you're all about, God, be known. Let the touch of your anointing be upon our services here, Lord, on this campus. I pray for the beauty of the Holy Ghost, God. Every seed that has been planted and watered, we pray for that, Lord. Let the joy of your presence be known and partaken tonight of. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. 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 Let's give the Lord our God a hand for healing. Give him praise for what he's done, his provisions. God, we thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done and thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for victory, Jesus. We love and we praise you. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to have God on our side? Amen. We want to receive our offer. Brother Ashton, would you help us tonight? Amen. Let me announce to you tonight that Sunday night we have our communion and foot washing service. Also, the 5th, our leadership meeting. We'll have a leadership meeting on Wednesday night for our leaders. We're also looking at the 7th, the 9th, the 11th, and the 14th, we have Brother Timothy Maine's going to be with us, those services. and Brother Main, we had scheduled before Brother Main some time ago, and we had things that happened, and we weren't able to have him, and so we had put him on our calendar to have him again, and so we're so excited that they're coming, and we're going to have old-fashioned revival. We want the Spirit of God to minister. We also begin the month of January, the 1st of January, 52 days of consecration. Let me explain something to you. 52 days of consecration is not just a fast. It's not just a putting away, but it's building something in your life. Nehemiah rebuilt the wall 52 days in 52 days. But before he ever got to the wall, the place where it was nothing there, but just the crumbles and the refuge of what it used to be, 800 miles away where he was at, he had already had plans. He already consecrated and put his focus to do a job. And in 52 days, there was something that happened. Last year when we did this in 52 days of consecration, it's more than giving up. You know, last year, no coffee during that time for me, no bread, no sweets. I got it. Not only did I fast, not only did I, you'd say, well, that's just dietary things. No, you'll be amazed. When I said, God, I'm doing it for you and I'm consecrating for you. Not only that, but I got up early, an hour earlier than normal. And at first I said, well, I'll get up at 5 in the morning versus 6. And the Lord said, why don't you do it earlier? And I said, God, I'll go earlier, 4 o'clock in the morning. And at first it was rough, but I want to tell you how beautiful it was after about a few weeks. Amen. To wake up at 4 o'clock before 4 o'clock. And it was like the Lord was waiting on me. And I would get out of that bed and walk in that living room and felt the holy presence of God. Not only did we do that for 52 days, but the result of that 52 days has tremendously changed and helped our congregation. We're looking for the glory of God. There's something you could do for Jesus Christ. It's more than just the dietary consecration, physical. God, I will do this physically. I will do this spiritually, financially. What can you do for Jesus the next 52 days? What sacrifice can you make the next 52 days? I'm making a financial sacrifice for the kingdom of God those 52 days. And let it be your character. I'm not going to do certain things. I'm not going to say certain things. One person of our congregation said, I'm not going to cut up and make crazy jokes. Another thing, consecration was made that we're not going to go on the internet unless we're doing work or study. We're not going on it for pleasure. Some said no more social media. Some people quit Facebook during that period of time completely. And not only that, we're doing things for our family, making sure we have family time. You'll be amazed when you do the things of God, what God will do when you build and consecrate your life for Jesus Christ. What God would do in your personal life and in your church. If you'd like a copy of one of these, there's some in the foyer, but we want you to make that effort for Jesus Christ. Let's pray tonight. Lord, would you bless and would you help us to be all we could be for you? I pray for your blessings, God, to be upon every family. The challenge of your kingdom, let it be upon us. And we give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you bring your tithing and your offerings tonight? God bless you. Let's march and give. Greet somebody in Jesus' name.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turn in, you know a little fire is burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer returning, you know a little fire is burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer returning, you know a little fire is burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry.
thankful. Just a little talk, what just a little bit of attention will do when you talk to Jesus Christ. Amen. We're so honored to have our guest with us tonight. So blessed tonight to have Eden with us. This is Brother Will's brother. Eden, welcome to the Lighthouse tonight. Amen. Good to have you tonight. So good to have Whitney with us. We're so blessed. Amen. She's here tonight. God bless her. And I thought I seen Hannah. Was Hannah here? There you are in the front row. Hannah, good to see you tonight as well. Amen. We're honored to have you and God's people. We're so blessed that you're here tonight. We come to worship the Lord. And if you have your Bible tonight, we'd like to turn with me to Joshua.